Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Talking about discipline with children. This dad was sick of the kids slamming the door. What he did was he sawed the door in half. So he couldn't slam the door anymore. I don't quite get that completely. I guess you're half slamming it.
Yeah. I guess if you like pushed on it real hard with both components at the same time, you could do it. But it just takes, I think, more energy for him to try to slam it now.
I guess so.
And just think, you know, you can't slam down a phone anymore.
I miss
that. Think of how satisfying it would be to just be able to slam a door every now and then.
Good point, Sally.
I slam doors all the time. It's great.
You slam your phone down, you break it. Can't do that. All right. Tammy is with us. What do you got?
I remember when we were growing up and we slammed doors, my dad used to make us open the door, shut the door properly, and apologize to the door like 10 times. Because it would hurt the door's feelings is what he would tell us. You hurt the door by slamming it.
So I got to know, can you do us a little favor and do a little role play? What would that sound like?
I'm so sorry for slamming you. I did not mean to hurt you.
This is like discipline and a weird dad joke rolled into one.
It is?
You know he did that for his own amusement.
Yes. They just got so tired of us slamming doors. And just be like, you know, I'm tired of you guys hurting these doors. I'm tired of repairing them, so.
Oh, man. You know, with today's technology, I would just have loved to have had my phone out and recorded.
Yeah.
Door, I am so sorry for slamming you. I ask your forgiveness for what I have done, and will you forgive me?
Pray over the door.
Yes. Yes.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends. We're talking about creative discipline. This dad has sawed his son's door in half because he was sick of son slamming his door. I don't know if he removed half the door or what happened there. So, and what's your name?
My name's Carrie, and I have a teenage daughter that loves to slam her door.
Oh.
So we took it off, completely off the hinges, and hung a quilt.
Oh. Oh. I love that.
Wow. You now have a quilt for a door.
So she still had her prophecy, but there was nothing to slam.
Yes.
That is hilarious. Perfect.
Yeah.
I guess you could also remove the door and put that beaded door up.
I was about to say that.
Oh, yeah.
It just sounds kind of cool. I wonder if I would, like, miss the door but go, well, this looks kind of neat.
Well, that's actually a brilliant idea.
Yep.
So I got to know, what was her reaction to this new door?
She pouted for about a week. And when there was an attitude change and a true repentance of the heart, then she got her door back.
Good job.
Lord disciplines us in so many different ways that we got to get creative.
Yeah, I like that.
That was very, very effective.
That was effective.
And respectful of her and your home.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many times that door went on and came off.
Through her teenage years, many, many.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Did you know you could win a $50 Amazon gift card just by telling us what songs you like and what songs you don't like?
Yeah, this is so fun. The Family Life Radio tailgate party. When you pick your favorites on the menu, maybe you are eyeing the Cochran and Company Crock-Pot Casserole. Say that 5 times fast. Maybe you want the Danny Gokey Artichoke Dip. You could be one of 50 people to win a $50 Amazon gift card. So it's as simple as voting for your favorites. Do you like this one? One is more your style.
Hold on just a little bit longer. I know it's gonna be okay.
And you help us pick the songs you want to hear on Family Life Radio.
This is your final week, so don't snooze any longer. You could win a $50 gift card. Complete your survey by midnight this Sunday at myflr.org.
Our special guest is Hosanna Wong. She's an international speaker, spoken word artist, best-selling author, and her most recent book, You Are More Than You've Been Told, Unlock a Fresh Way to Live Life Through the Rhythms of Jesus. Thanks, and welcome to the show, Hosanna.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
You said throughout multiple seasons of my life, there's been a gap between the life I long to live and the life I'm living. Knowing who I really am and living like it has been a constant struggle for me. I wanted you to delve into that statement a little bit. I think we all go through that.
And one of the tools that's helped me with this is having a self-audit of the voices I'm listening to. Why do I think I'm not enough? Why do I think I'm unworthy? Why do I think that I don't have purpose? Is it something I'm telling myself? Is it something someone said to me years ago, a parent said to me when I was a child, or something a coworker said to me 5 years ago? Having a self-audit of who are the voices you're listening to? Who are the people whose opinions you put the most stock into? If I were to ask you, whose opinion do you care the most about? What comes to mind? Or perhaps what wound comes to mind from your childhood that has given you a broken lens of yourself? Because what you think about yourself determines how you live. So one of the exercises I've done is having a self-audit, writing out all the stories and voices and people that I've allowed to define me, and looked at them and thought, what power do these people have to define me? What authority do they have to name me? And then believing these truths, and it's taken quite some time, but reiterating to myself this truth that no one has the power to define me but the one who created me, that God's voice must be the loudest voice in my life, and God's lens must be the lens that I see myself through. Because the truth is, no matter what your struggle is or what was said about you as a kid, or no matter what lies the enemy is having victory in your life right now in, you deserve to stop seeing yourself through the broken lens of other people. When you start to see yourself through the lens of God, you will discover who you really are and who you've always been. And the truth is that you were loved all along and wanted all along, chosen all along. And in this moment, with all that you're going through and all that you have, there's more purpose in this moment than you realize. Don't believe the enemy's lies. God has so much for you where you are, because you're loved and chosen right now where you are.
Family Life Radio.
Misty found this. And it basically said this: if you heard someone say the reason this country is so unhappy, it's hard to keep 330 million kings happy. Ooh. It's easy to keep 330 million servants happy.
Snap, snap.
It's really challenged me to think much better, you know, about life, putting others first instead of demanding to be the king of my own world. It's that, you know, I was thinking about, I was reading that, Misty, and I thought, how do I view my life? Do I view my life going through life as in what can I get for me and serve me, or am I looking for opportunities and ways to help others? I don't, the initial, let's just say at the core, we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think automatically that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And if you think, no, I'm not selfish, just take yourself back to the toddler years.
Well, yeah.
I have yet to see a toddler escape the mine.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also an only child, which I feel like complicates the self-absorbed thing for me. Like, that's something I really struggle with. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, you know, if I think of the root of most of my dissatisfaction in life, it's when things don't go my way, when I don't get what I want, when something inconveniences me. It's rarely about somebody else.
True, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to shape up, man.
Kankel, Fritz, and friends, time for that good news of the day. So do you have good news? We want to hear your story. Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Carrie is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I'm a recovered addict of 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. God just stepped in and removed that obsession from me. But what I can tell you is I just want to share hope for those out there that might be struggling today, that put their trust in God and turn over that obsession to him, and he will do amazing things in their life. Like today, I work for a domestic violence shelter, and I get to share my experience, strength, and hope with these women that struggle. And who would have thought that that's where God would put me, but that's where he has me.
Wow.
I never knew that I could have this amazing, beautiful relationship with him, and that's where the beauty really is. I just wanted to give hope to those that might be listening today and might be struggling with any kind of addiction. Reach for God. He's just waiting for you.
So just curious, you were in addiction. Did you know God during that time or no?
I was raised with a knowledge of a loving God. I mm-hmm. went to, you know, church. And what had to happen if somebody hit me with a needle, and I swore I'd never let that happen. And when that happened, I didn't feel anything. And in that moment, I knew that was God. Mm. I knew that was God. Had I felt that, I might not even be here today, right?
Is that what brought you back to him?
Absolutely. How could it have not? I knew that was him, you know?
Mm-hmm. How beautiful.
I thank him.
We thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Just know that, you know, through your vulnerability in telling your story, you're going to help others. So mm-hmm. thank you so much.
Thank you for your radio and for sharing his word and all the worship I get to hear every day. Aww. I appreciate you all.
Hey, congrats on your sobriety. That's amazing. You're incredible.
Absolutely. I don't get credit. God gets
it. I love that. Yes.
So do you have any good news in your life? What's God doing with you right now? 888-888-9976. So, you ever been to one of those situations where there's a limited supply of something? You're there in the store and you're wondering, are you going to get one of the few? So this is the situation. It's a bakery.
Oh.
And by the way, there's no take a number. My wife sends me into this place. She finds out they have really good sourdough bread. And I get in there.
Okay.
And there's no take a number. There's several people standing around. And I just kind of look around and see, where did I get in? Who's ahead of me? You know, I'm looking around. Uh-huh. Okay, where am I in this order of things? And there is tension in the air. Because I don't see a lot of stuff in the case. It's a little later on in the morning. You know, bakeries run out of things.
Yeah.
You know, by midday. And so I could see that there's literally, you could feel the tension. It's it is palpable.
This is FOMO over sourdough.
Well, not just sourdough. She did find out that they had phenomenal sourdough, but I could see some pastries still in the case.
Oh, pastries.
And she said, hey, if there's anything that looks good, grab that too. And I said, okay. All right, so
you're on a mission.
Yeah, I am. And then I hear it come down the line that so-and-so took the last of something. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, no.
Am I gonna? And then
tension is rising.
Exactly. And so then next person goes, the next person goes. And seriously, you hear murmurings. Mm-hmm. There's like, oh, someone got. Guys, I don't know if I've ever been in a situation quite like this.
My word.
We're just talking about baked goods here.
So this, much drama.
I know it was. It was serious drama.
Sticky buns.
I know. It was like, we're talking just sticky buns and we're talking croissants and there these ladies that I am in mixed in with, it was like, are we gonna fight? What's what is gonna happen next? I didn't know what was going to happen.
Was anything left when you got up there?
I did get some sourdough rounds.
Okay.
Okay, but the actual loaves were missing and gone by the time I got up there.
No.
So I did save Becky a round. I did make it out there alive somehow. But there was one lady behind me, and I felt the daggers.
Oh,
because I maybe took... That I did find out that I took one of the last rounds.
Oh,
so I did,
no.
Yes. But
you should have gotten up there and said, I will take everything you have left.
Fun experiencing firsts with your family. If you've done that recently with your children, it's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Love to know if you're getting good deals at the garage sales. This is that time of year. My son, and maybe it's different. You know, I know that a lot of times that June is a big time for garage selling, depending on what time of year it is for your where you're living. I don't know if you knew this, but the Family Life Radio Morning Show happens to be based in Tucson, Arizona. And right now, as peak garage sale season for Arizona because it starts to cool off a little bit.
You can go outside with that knife.
Right. You can actually go outside.
So people in the rest of the country are like, what? Right now? Garage sailing?
You guys are so late.
Yeah. So this is what's... So I took... Sam's getting into this thing, this garage sailing deal, my son. And I took him garage sailing for the first time. And we show up at this house, and all of a sudden, I hear him over at this other table freaking out. Dad! Oh my gosh! This is a great deal! Dad! So I get over there to this table, I'm like, what's going on? And he is into video games right now. He collects old video games, old gaming systems, all this old... Dad, look at this game! It's only $2! Okay, yeah, it's a good deal. And then I walk away. Oh my gosh, Dad, get over here. I mean, he is like freaking out about how good a deals these video games are. And I'm like trying to get him to just calm down.
Because the price just increased by double, right?
Exactly. Finally, we walk up there and I was like, is this lady going to raise her prices or what? We get back to the van. I'm like, Sam, hey, buddy, slow your roll, cowboy, because you can actually try to get them to lower the price of whatever you want to buy, but forget that now, buddy, because, you know, you just told them what a great deal it was.
The whole block what a great deal it was.
Right? You did.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this.
So what is bringing you joy? Let us know right now. 888-888-9976.
Hello.
Well, hi. Who's this?
My name is Vaughn, and I live in New Mexico.
Well, Vaughn, tell us your joy report.
I just wanted to say I'm so thankful for this station because this station has helped my mom through some hard times. Since I was about 6 years old, she has been sick with Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. It was hard for her to get out of bed. She was in pain. Just a lot of different things going on, but now, so many years later, she is energetic and she can eat things she wasn't able to eat before. And I'm just so thankful for God answering my prayers and this station helping my mom stay positive.
Yay! Oh, that's great news.
Wow. You know, there just are those moments that we have no idea how God is using this station. So it's such a blessing for you to call and let us know.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Great news.
Praise God. Thank you so much for what you guys do.
Well, you're welcome. All glory to God. So we got to ask you, what is your joy? Do you have a joy report? Call right now. 888-888-9976. We're Kankel Fritz and friends with you. And I've got a little song that we'd like to play for you.
You got a friend in me.
That's right.
You got a friend in me.
Love it.
So, Misty found this list of what is it like to be a true friend?
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we get very confused, maybe, what we define as friendship. You know, getting invited to the party, being in that perfect Instagram picture, going on a weekend trip with friends. Is that part of friendship? Sure. But this pointed out that the real honor of friendship is being invited into somebody's real world. The ugly, the unpolished, the vulnerable, which is so hard to show to people sometimes. You know, your messy house, secrets that you trust only certain people with. You know, holding space for each other and just the blessing of if you're invited into somebody's real, that's a big honor to be asked to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And don't you feel that a lot of those social norms have been more relaxed? And that's a benefit. I can remember my grandmother thinking everything had to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And so she very seldom ever had anybody over because... How often is your house ever perfect?
Right.
So I love what you said there about, you know, inviting them into your messy house. You know, Kank, to me, it means a true friendship means I have a place where I belong.
That's good.
I can be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You know, backing it up to the messy house, though, doesn't it take courage to allow that to happen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because if someone sees the real you, will they like you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's true. I mean, it goes beyond the messy house. It's the messy parts of your life.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're not sure, will this person still love me if I show them that part of me?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
And how do you get there? I'd love to know from you. Are you slowly, you know, showing people who you are? Do you tell your life story right off the bat?
No. No.
I think most people are very guarded.
Yeah.
And that's a hard process to get through sometimes.
Oh. I feel like only a few people in my life have ever seen the real
Misty.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of have this thing, and I have since I was a kid, where I give people the version of me I think they want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there are a few where I trust them with who I actually am. And I'm very blessed because they've seen some real ugly, mm-hmm. messy, out of sorts Misty, and they still love me. Mm-hmm. And
that's
I so
a true
appreciate
friend. Yeah,
those
exactly.
relationships.
I know one thing that helps.
What's that?
Sharing a studio that's very tiny for 6 hours every day.
Kind of forces you into
that. And still laughing, yes. And enjoying each other's company.
That's true.
Thanks for being a friend.
Aww.
What is it for you? How do you finally open up to somebody? And how do you do that? Love to know. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can give us a text at 58326.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.